The prospect of war with Iraq has overshadowed the start of the 108th Congress because lawmakers passed a resolution in October handing over their war powers to the president. Their consent is no longer required for a U.S. invasion of Iraq. But that has not deterred members of the Senate from either challenging or defending the Bush administration's Iraq policy. From the Capitol, NPR's David Wellner reports.
They may not have any more say in the matter, but some senators still feel compelled to weigh in on whether the U.S. should go to war with Iraq. In part, that's because those who side with President Bush have felt a new need to justify military action against Iraq, even as North Korea gears up to produce weapons-grade plutonium after booting out international inspectors. On the Senate floor last week, Arizona Republican John Kyle defended the administration's decision to respond to the North Koreans with diplomacy rather than force.
It would be much more difficult to take military action, among other reasons, because they have long-range missiles, they have nuclear weapons, we believe, and they have a lot of weaponry just a few miles across the DMZ from Seoul, Korea, where something like 8 or 10 million people are located, including a large number of American troops. As a result, that situation has evolved beyond the point where we really believe that it's efficacious to use a military solution to deal with the crisis. So it's a good illustration of why you should deal with those problems before they get to that point. And fortunately, Iraq does present the situation prior to that point that enables us to take military action there.
But the administration's cautious approach with North Korea has also served to embolden those who question the notion of starting a war with Iraq. Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold is one of 23 senators who voted against the resolution bestowing war powers on the president.
Congress definitely gave away too much here in this Iraq resolution, but I think those of us that are here have to continue talking about this.
On Friday, the senator who led the opposition to that Iraq resolution rose to deliver a lengthy and stinging critique of how the administration has handled both Iraq and North Korea. But first, West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd addressed the presiding officer.
Mr. President, I hope the senators will listen.
Only a few other senators were on hand. One of them, Arizona Republican John McCain, was clearly annoyed that Byrd was launching into a speech criticizing an Iraq policy that McCain supports in the midst of an ongoing debate over a massive spending bill.
Mr. President, I raise the point of order that debate is not germane at this time during the first 3 hours of the debate.
But McCain was overruled and Byrd was allowed to speak. It's the uncomfortable role of a true patriot, he said, to question the administration's decisions on Iraq while, as he put it, the drums of war are beating. Byrd, who's the dean of the Senate, cautioned against what he called a fever pitch of war rhetoric coming from the White House. He also warned the U.S. is being seen abroad, in his words, as a belligerent bully.
I am sure that many of our friends around the globe wonder why diplomacy can remain an option with a regime as treacherous and threatening as North Korea, and yet can be taken off the table when it comes to a much weaker Iraq. I wonder if the administration has calculated carefully enough the ramifications of a military solution in Iraq, not only in terms of dollars, but also in terms of bloodshed and hardship in the Middle East and terrorist attacks here at home.
Byrd went on to declare that the Iraq resolution, which he called a serious mistake, imposed no oath of silence on Congress or the American public when it comes to questioning the administration's decisions on Iraq. And he recommended against what he termed precipitous action by the U.S. U.N. arms inspectors in Iraq, he said, should be given enough time for a thorough search. As Byrd spoke, the few remaining senators drifted out of the chamber, leaving him alone on the floor. Later, Arizona's McCain shrugged when asked about Byrd's speech. Senators, he said, will be senators.
We've already had the debate, but certainly senators, if they don't like the results, are never prohibited from talking about it some more if they want to.
Do you think it will make any difference?
No. No. It makes no difference whatsoever. I think American people know that the Senate has had their debate and decided.
Still, when tens of thousands gathered here over the weekend to protest a war with Iraq, they did so at the doors of the U.S. Capitol. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.